Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I want to say this really quick, and I've the art of radio is saying the same things 15 different ways and sometimes 100 different ways, and the list goes on. What you're hearing on the mainstream media outlets today, and I'm talking mainstream, and what it is that today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, are promulgating, broadcasting, the news that's being relayed to you is not news at all. It's propaganda. This is all foreign to American government, the very things that they're advocating for. What they're talking about, these laws have been passed. They're not they're not laws. They're policies undermining our laws. And folks, they're in fact, right in front of your face, tearing down the Constitution incrementally, little by little, through a siege, under judgment, tearing down the Constitution of the United States of America so you don't know the difference. Because, friends, what it comes down to, they act, and they want you to believe that they have the power to do it. They act like they have the authority to do the things that they're doing, when, in fact, they're tearing down the Constitution and they're recreating it in their own ungodly image. That's exactly what's happening. The news that you're listening to, the feds are talking about the interest rate here. Let me just tell you the gist of it. First of all, when you read the Constitution, there's laws against counterfeiting. Okay, our money is supposed to be backed by gold and silver, and if they're counterfeiting that, the law should fall down upon those that are counterfeiting that. That's what you're hearing when you're hearing about the Federal Reserve. It's unconstitutional. This has been going on in this country for a long time. And then they sell it to you like they're doing you a favor, but what in fact is happening is the noose is being tightened around your neck, little by little. That's the importance of understanding that if you have a thorough knowledge of the Bible and your founding documents, it is impossible for you to be enslaved. And when you take the time to study and show yourself the proof unto God, and knowing those documents and what you've been given through much bloodshed and sacrifice to give you the freedoms that you have, you're going to be able to tell who is the criminal and who is the law abider. And friends, you're listening to a narrative that is doing its best to make the law abiders the criminals in this country, when in fact they're already telling you who the criminals are, or advocating crime, or purposely tearing down, as I said earlier, the U.S. Constitution. Going back to what I was just saying about the interest rate, I want you to listen carefully and tell me if this is what you see today. Because this will help you understand as to how to identify what a patriot is under a Christian umbrella, right? Christian patriot conservative is, and what a communist is. Listen to what Vladimir Lenin said. Vladimir Lenin was a Russian revolutionary. What did he say? He said the way to crush the people, their political opposition, is to grind them between the millstones of taxation and inflation. Taxation and inflation. Is that what's happening? Yes. I mean, I have to take a step back and ask the question, why is it that I even have to explain this to a people in this country in the first place? Look what's happening at the People's White House. Look what's happening at the state capitals. Look what's happening. Look what's being said to their state representatives. Look at how the law's not being enforced. Look at all the criminal politicians that are being exposed for their crimes on a daily basis for decades in this country, and what happens to them? Absolutely nothing. And the American people have the audacity to believe that they're going to have longevity on this planet by putting up with this lawlessness. No, just the opposite. Judgment guards our liberty, not lawlessness. They're protecting themselves. Everybody's talking about how they're tired of the establishment, but yet that's all you hear is how they're continuously trying to prop up the establishment that you're all sick and tired of. And who represents the establishment? Whatever you have in front of your face right now. One of the things I want to remind everybody about is this whole indictment against Trump. It's all, folks, it's all circus of politics. These are the clowns. These are the pawns on the board. Read Ephesians 4:14. This indictment against Trump is against the American people, not himself. And furthermore, remember, friends, that during the last election cycle, for those that still have their heads stuck in the sand, there was over 1,126 different presidential candidates to pick from, but the only ones that you heard from were the ones that they wanted you to hear from, Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And instead of Joe Biden being prosecuted for treason long ago by Donald Trump, now for some reason or another, he's on the hot seat. He's the one that's being indicted. No. Folks, this is all aimed at the law-abiding Americans. You can mark my words. Donald Trump is a part of the problem as much as Joe Biden is. They play off each other, and that's all they do. And how do you fill the seats? Continuously promote the fight, and the American people still haven't figured it out. These are not legitimate candidates. What's changed? Things have gotten better? Question mark? Or have things gotten worse? I think it's the latter. Can we all agree on that by judging them by their fruits? 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. But yet they continuously sell themselves as doing the country right by what? Promoting that which is wrong. And this is what they're doing. They're lowering the standard. They're continuously putting in place the debased reprobates in high positions of government. That's how you tear down a country. And as John Calvin rightly said, friends, when the Lord means to judge a nation, he gives those people a wicked bunch of rulers. And I'm adding a bunch of. That's what's happening here. God is allowing this. The Lord has given the American people over unto themselves. He's given them over unto those that continuously oppress them. Why? Because they refuse to repent. And that's where we're at today in America. Folks, as the lawlessness continues, I'm going to come right back on the other side. And I got some people that just, I'm telling you what, they strain at the net and they swallow the big, big camel. Bradley, why are you calling it Pride Month? I'm calling it what they call it so you can identify with it, okay? I'm calling it what they call it so you can identify with it. They call it a Pride Month. The Lord said, what comes after pride? A fall. I understand that. Take heed that you stand. Right? I understand what they're doing. They're making a mockery out of the rainbow. And why was the rainbow given in Genesis 9:12? Well, he was given as a covenant of peace after he judged the wickedness of man. Do you understand what's going on here? So, you know what? Pick on yourselves. I got a job to do, ankle biters, and I'm going to continuously do it, and I'm going to show you more of what's going on in this country. I'm going to go back to the 1960s and show you what wasn't tolerated, and then I'm going to show you what's being promoted today.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch. Airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
+1 866 582 9933. I'm going to get to showing you some videos here, so if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interestingly enough, over the last week, our numbers were cut in half again. I don't know what's going on, but they cut them in half. So it went from like 100,000 views a day to like 58,000. And again, we're paying attention to all of that. But the censorship is heavy when it comes to this ministry and this radio program. And that should tell you everything that you need to know right there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, and you can check us out on social media platforms and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, with that, we follow the Christ, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. There's none name under heaven whereby men might be saved. He's my big brother. He's called the captain of my salvation. I want to get over to this because there's much to show you today. This is what you're about to view here, and what you're about to hear is a man interviewing a man that acts like a woman asking. The interviewer is asking the question, the schism between gay men. When you ask them logical questions, you're going to see how irrational they are, okay? And irrationality, let me give you a little bit of an exposition, just a real short one. Trying to rationalize with irrational people is like ministering medicine to a dead man. This is what it means when the Bible says reprobate. This is what it means when it says that they've been given over unto themselves. Read Romans 1, start in verse 24 all the way to the end of the chapter. Also notice that scriptures, those scriptures are sandwiched in between the judgment of God. Okay, I don't know why people feel that God is just one that overlooks judgment, when in fact it's his very heart, it's his very throne. And I'm thinking of Jeremiah 9:24 and Psalm 97. So read those when you get a moment. And in the meantime, I want to play this for you. And this is what the government is, in fact, sponsoring today. And all of it, again, I'm just going to remind you throughout the month that this is all illegal activity, and yet they're continuously doing it anyway.
Is there a schism between gay men and the trans movement, you think?
This is a man.
Yeah, I think that gay men have
trying to talk like a woman, trying to act like a woman.
About, you know, people like us. All of the bills that are being passed through legislation nationally, we're still fighting against that, you know, for trans youth, for... You know, the right to use the bathroom.
They're creating like all of this in their sick minds.
Into a white
and they
America.
Want to throw it on the
and,
country.
I think,
why is that?
Why is that? Yeah. Well, it's because I'm not white. And I think that...
oh, he's not white. He's trying to tell you...
You're saying the gays are gone white.
He's trying to tell you that he's not white, but he's also trying to tell you that he's a man.
You know what I'm saying?
Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? I would think so.
Heteronormative narrative.
Wow, so he's telling you that he's not white, but he's trying to tell you that he's a girl when he's a man. This is the confusion they're trying to spew on you, and that only happens when you depart from the Lord, Daniel 9:7.
Systematic oppression.
Okay, so he's trying to answer questions that he cannot answer.
But what does that have to do with, like, gay guys coming over to, like, being anti, like, trans people?
This is a man dressed as a woman. He wants you to know that he's not a white man, but he wants you to believe he's a woman when he's a man. Gosh. Daniel 9:7.
For me.
See, he can't answer real
I'm
questions.
I'm talking about gay men who have assimilated into a narrative.
He's trying to be intellectual.
That allows them...
I don't know what is, and
they can maintain their privilege.
This list goes... Okay, so I'm just showing you that the man cannot answer a question. And then when he's asked a question, he wants you to make sure that he's a—he's not a white man, right, as if there's something wrong with that. And then on top of it, he wants you to believe that he's a woman as he's dressed as a woman. These are the ones that government is promoting. As you well know, yesterday I'd highlighted the fact as to what was going on over at the People's White House. I said the People's White House. And look what 329.5 million people are allowing to happen at their People's White House. Concerning a treasonous individual, Article 3, Section 3. If you want to take that to Scripture, look to Judas, Luke 22:48. This is just craziness, but this is how you tear down a nation. And I want to tell you how it's torn down. It's torn down when the people tolerate it, okay? And they're apathetic towards the crimes that are being committed. And then they have a bunch of hirelings in the church that are trying to convince them that these are the end times and God's going to come rescue them, rapture them from responsibility. And I am once again here to tell you that is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. The Lord is not going to raise up a church to take them, an army to take them out when the war begins. Absolutely not. It's not going to happen. Period. We are clearly under the judgments of God. And I want to tell you something. All those people that sit around and they're waiting for the rapture to happen, they are the responsible party as to what's happening in the People's White House. They are the responsible party concerning the sins and the transgressions that our said representatives are advocating. And, of course, it starts at the church. And why is that? Because they, those that want to be raptured from responsibility, are the ones that have left off the commandments of the Lord. The Lord said, as a promise and a commandment and a promise fulfilled in Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. And it tells us in Hosea 4:6 that it's our wisdom to keep the law, the judgments, the statutes of the Lord, that we might have longevity, that we might have peace and righteousness within the gate. Also put that up against Isaiah 51:4. But because the church hasn't learned it, now the wicked walk on every side, Psalm 12:8. And then they look to God and say, Lord, I want you to do for me what we have failed to do for ourselves. Do you understand? I want you to rapture from me from responsibility. Not going to happen. They're going to be judged. prepare to meet your God. You're going to be judged. You're going to be judged for what you do and what you don't do. And the Lord tells the righteous in times like this, I listen to me, I am hopeful in these times. I am looking at this as an opportunity to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Only the Lord knows it to be true, and I've been living that every single day of my life for the last 23 years, since He saved me from my sin. And He bestowed upon me faith that overcomes the world, not succumbs to the world. As He teaches me to be a conqueror and more than a conqueror through Him that loved me, Romans 8:37. See, because I understand greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Why? Because He is the bread of life. He is the one that I feed on. I have hope in these times. And I'm not asking the Lord to take me out. I'm not asking the Lord to add to doctrine what isn't there by saying, rapture me from responsibility. Nope, I'm not doing that. I'm saying, Lord, empower me the way that you've empowered David. Empower me the way that you empowered Moses. Empower me the way that you promised that you would empower me, Jesus. Even greater works will we do than he did in John 14, because you said so. I'm waiting for you to fulfill those promises in the face of all impossibility. And we make it clear as preachers that we serve the God of impossibility. He is the God of possibility. And we are not to limit Him. And Scripture furthermore teaches us that greater works will we do than He did, because we go to the Father. And that's exactly what we're doing through Jesus Christ. And we're saying, Lord, your word says that you're faithful unto 1,000 generations. Do for us and do for our time what you did for the patriarchs of the faith. We are not limiting the Holy One here. We're asking you, Lord, Isaiah 26:9, that your judgments be upon the heads of the wicked, that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Even if we have to go through it, Lord, let us see the God of Moses with our own eyes. Let us see the God of the patriarchs and the New Testament patriarchs and those men of faith from the beginning to where we are in the present. Let us understand that as He is, so are we in this world. And why? Because we love His appearing. And He was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Not to patty cake with them, not to succumb to him. We are called to be on the offensive. We are not called to be on the defensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And until the church understands that we are called soldiers of the cross, they're going to sit back and they're going to listen to those that are preaching a gloom and doom message saying that the Lord's coming back soon and it's about ready. Get ready, because He's about ready to come and rapture you from responsibility. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. It's not scriptural. Read Matthew 24:36, John 17:5, and the list goes on, friends. It's not going to happen. We're going to come right back to this. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you some videos up and coming. 1-866-582-9933.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. No interest rate hike. That's the decision of the Federal Reserve after 10 straight rate hikes to try to slow down inflation. The federal funds rate will stay at 5 to 5.25% as the Fed assesses the effects of the previous rate hikes. The slowdown by dock workers at West Coast ports continues to create backlogs of ships waiting to load or unload. This is Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu has gotten personally involved in the talks between the ports and the laborers' union. Check that bag of frozen fruit you bought at Costco or Walmart. An Oregon fruit company is voluntarily recalling some products over fears they could be contaminated with hepatitis A. The concern is the strawberries in the bags that were grown in Mexico. From Texas to South Carolina, it could be a bad weather day, a huge system bringing wind, rain, hail, and even straight-line derecho winds. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. Don't wait till the last segment. Let's do it now. We're talking about, as the lawlessness continues, the government-backed sodomite agenda coming up with something called Pride Month. They are daring the justice of God, and so are the accomplices, those that sit back and allow it to go on. America, you see what's going on at the White House. This is why he must be impeached and prosecuted. For his crimes against heaven. In every state preamble, as you all well know, it starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You all the well know that they promise to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and if they fail to do so, lawfully impeach them and prosecute them. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3. I want to show you, just to prove the point, that back in the 60s, this was illegal, and I want you to get a little taste of this concerning what's going on. Our laws condemn this. This is a video from the 1960s, the 50s, forgive me. Beware of homosexuals, and I want you guys to check this out. Because, again, our laws, only to prove the point, to reaffirm who we are, not what they want us to be, but our laws confirm and affirm that this is all illegal activity. Watch this. Okay, it says, boys, beware. Beware of homosexuals. And this was produced with the cooperation with Englewood Police Department and the Unified School District. Our laws condemned it. They made the video so you could see it. Okay, check this out. Yep, see, you're looking to God to do for you what you're called to do. Exactly. It's a video of a little a man getting in his car and listen to the music and see if it's from the 50s era. But it's a man that's driving
I'm
around.
I'm Lieutenant Williams, a police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people.
The detective is going to the high school.
Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye.
Isn't this crazy?
Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon, and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation.
Okay, so a little boy's being picked up. He was hitchhiking, and a man picked him up.
Jimmy played baseball in the park often. Jimmy told him they practiced
three times a week. Yeah, the man starts talking friendly to him.
Group on Friday afternoon. The stranger was a good listener, too, and it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house. Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat.
He's grooming him. Yep, there you go.
Following day, when Jimmy finished playing ball, well, the man was there waiting.
So now he becomes a predator. Giving the little boy that hitchhiked the day before, he's looking for him now, giving him rides. Then it goes on.
They stopped at a drive-in, and the stranger treated him to a Coke.
Yep.
During their conversation, he told several false-colored jokes.
I've seen this stuff firsthand as a kid.
Jimmy had heard others before, and, well, it made him feel big to so easily win the confidence of an older person.
Yep. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of move up a little bit, because what happens is this man begins to make more advancements towards this young boy. He's grooming him. He's trying to play the father figure. He's befriending him. He's taking him out to eat. He takes him fishing, and the list goes on, and it gets to the point where he makes advances towards this boy, and the boy then reports it to the police, and they're told to report it to the police, okay? Actually, this video was made, beware of homosexuals, in 1961. If you don't know what the state laws are, all the way up until 1961, and that changed over time because our forefathers dealt with them according to God's statutes, Leviticus 18:22 and 20:13. And then in the 60s, the laws became softer and softer, all the way up until 1961. For example, if you were in Rhode Island and you were caught in the act of sodomy, or you were a sodomite, a homosexual, you'd go to prison for up to 21 years. Okay. And then in 1973, you see that they began to lower the law. They attacked the law through the said representatives that were sodomites themselves, right? They're not preaching out or living out against it. It's because they're guilty of it, said Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. And what was interesting is in 1973, it was considered a mental illness. And then at the turn of the the 70s and the 80s, they started doing sitcoms on television, making light of it, as if to suggest somehow or another this was a joke. They're friendly people. And then in the 2000s, they wanted to start highlighting through the false narrative of some young man getting killed by two kids, and then they created something called hate crimes, which was writing on the back of a black man that was killed by white supremacists down in Texas. And the narrative was all premised on a lie. The whole thing was. That's where you got hate crimes from. By the way, all crime is motivated by hate. And interestingly enough, folks, they came out with sitcoms making light of it. Tom Hanks is one of those. Remember Bosom Buddy? Remember that? Remember how him and his buddy, they dressed like women so they could live in an apartment building together? And it's interesting to note that every time pedophiles come up, their names come up in Hollywood, Tom Hanks is always one of those that's named by whistleblowers. And then you go on and you remember Three's Company, there was two guys and one girl. And remember, it was always a joke to make fun of the man that was a sodomite. He was backwards, as we were told. And then in the 2000, what happened? They would just make light of it. It was still unaccepted. It still is unaccepted by the people at large. And it's interesting. Now they're taking the less than 1.7% of the population, and they're trying to make them like everybody's in agreement with it. Well, I'll tell you, the people that are in agreement with it are those that give it a pass. Okay? But there's a small percentage of them, and when the Lord said a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, he meant just that. He said, make the leaven holy. So you have to deal with the little leaven. And what we're seeing in the People's White House today is them trying to spread the disease, spread their abomination in the sight of God, because that's what the Lord calls it. I want to show you that they're continuously pushing this narrative, and most haven't seen this. But I do want to show you this, because this one is way out there. We've known that they've been doing this for some time now. And it's interesting, all the corporations that are sponsoring these sorts of events. You need to quit supporting these corporations, friends, regardless of who they are. And don't feel sorry for the employees, because if it wasn't for the employees, the corporations couldn't put the agenda forward, could they? Nope. So once they have no employees, guess what? They can't push their agenda on anybody. But what we're finding now, this is all brand new information. Trans woman, again, created. God settled that a long time ago, Genesis 5:2. Trans woman crowned Miss San Francisco for the first time ever. And yes, she is eligible to be Miss America. Does anybody feel like that they're casting this in your teeth? Yes. This is a man that won Miss San Francisco. Okay? Give them their way. Let them have their way, friends, concerning what's going on here. I mean, they're already responsible for illegally sanctioning the murder of 70 million babies. These are the ones that first took down the moral law of God, and the church let them do it. I'm talking about corruption in government. These are also the ones that attacked the church back in the 60s. And then in the 80s, they took down the Ten Commandments, right? And now they're advocating men being married to men and women being married to women, never in the history of mankind. I don't understand what Americans don't understand. Either you obey God or you're going to obey tyrants. And if you obey the tyrants, imagine if you give them a pass on this one, what they will do to you and your family. Because they are very capable of it. Yesterday I played a video of my son at a protest in Wisconsin where a woman of color, black, right? I'm a man of color, I'm white. She gets out with green lime hair, breaks the law, steps outside, stops in the middle of the street, steps out, and she starts saying, suck my male appendage. She goes on, you've got to go. You've got to go. She's speaking on the behalf of her father, the devil, John 8:44. And this is exactly what corruption in government is doing today. And what they're doing, friends, they're saying, you've got to go. You've got to go. This is one area, along with abortion, that you do not want to give way to, because the Lord will not pardon it. He will judge it. He will not leave himself without witness, friends. This, to me, as a carnal man, it was unspeakable in the rock scene. It was unspeakable in high school. Nobody even imagined this, how sick these people are in the heads. Why the Lord calls them an abomination, I clearly, clearly understand. They are warring against everything that the Lord has created, first and foremost themselves. They're self-condemned, and they want everybody else to be guilty of the sins that they are guilty of. Why do you think in Genesis 18 the Lord brought forth hail and fire to destroy? And I want to tell you why he brought hail and fire to destroy. Because there was no one to stand up outside of Abraham and Lot. There was no one to stand up to bring justice and judgment. That's what you're bringing unto yourselves. And it will happen. You can mark the Lord's words that it's going to happen here. If the Lord can't find the righteous to stand up and put this stuff down and put these people under the law that condemns them for their crimes against God and humanity. That's why they call them crimes against nature. It's extracted directly from the Bible. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to play a short video for you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, so what I want to do, our forefathers always told us, and of course this comes from the church, the law brings forth the knowledge of sin, and sin is the transgression of God's law, right? Romans 3:20, 1 John 3:4. And our forefathers always taught us, show the people the transgressions. Show the people the transgressions. Because their hope was the fact that they were going to hold these people that are transgressing accountable to the laws that they were transgressing. And if you look at the Old Testament, friends, in the book of Joshua, you're going to find that as they go through the Torah and Joshua reads it, it's the curses that are amen. That means so be it. That means they'll take responsibility to deal with it. Right? It wasn't the blessings that were amen. It was the curses. Americans have this completely upside down on its head in the American church as well. And, of course, this is all coming from the hirelings that they allow to remain in the pulpits, John 10:12. Okay? I want you to see this, and I want you to see how the mainstream media is promoting this. Like, this is the coolest thing. Notice it's the younger generation and the useful idiots that are promoting this. But again, you need to pay attention to the fact that they're promoting a man as a woman as the winner of Miss San Francisco that has now a road made open for him that's dressed like a woman to become Miss America. I mean, as if, folks, their ratings and their credibility hasn't washed away a long time ago. They're just doing this in spite of you now, friends. That's exactly what they're doing. Check this out.
Celebrating at Crown 4. This month, the Bay Area crowned its new Miss San Francisco. She's also the first transgender woman to earn a title in the organization's 99-year history. Monroe Lace joins me
live.
She's
like elated here.
Thank you so much for joining us bright and early this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. This is
a boy, a man dressed as a woman.
Tell us what it felt like to win the crown, to win the title.
Oh my gosh, I am literally still in disbelief. This is like such a dream come true. I've been dreaming about this since I was 12 years old.
I'm so sorry I have to play this. I really am.
I was just in shock.
Can you walk us through that moment?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I've been dreaming about it for so long.
This is a man.
When the crown's placed on my head,
they just crowned Miss San Francisco. This is all government back, friends.
All the pictures of me are like me just like crying and like seeing all my friends.
All the corporations going right along with it.
But looking gorgeous at the same time through all those tears. And, you know, tell us a bit about your story as well, because it's quite unique, and how that led you to compete for the title.
Yeah, well, 4 years ago, I ran away from home and I was homeless. And
is anybody offended by this?
At some point. And, you know, to me,
am I
able to inspire?
No, you didn't come to the wrong place, Tom. You came to the right place.
I'm going to be okay.
Because this show is where you come to take responsibility in dealing for what it is that you're seeing right now. This is what they're advocating. This is government-backed agenda and propaganda being thrown on the next generation. What's going to happen, friends, when they're in government? These people. Because they're already in the government. What was it, Abraham Lincoln, that said, what's taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be what's in government in the next generation. That's exactly right. This is insanity. Anybody offended? I mean, this is a man dressed as a woman. God calls this an abomination, and the mainstream media is highlighting it like it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Isn't that crazy? This is him, again, with a big smile on his face. He just said this is his dreams come true. No, it's not it's your worst nightmare. You just don't realize those that commit sin and go on in their sin are going to die in their sin, and sinners go where God says they go, to hell. And nobody warned of hell more than Jesus. And again, let me remind the new listener, we are not hellfire preachers here. That is the consequence of unrepented sin before God. We are to fear the Lord. We are not to fear hell. That's the consequence. We all deserve hell. And by the fear of the Lord and a filial understanding of it, we depart from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. But first go to Luke 12:4. Because we're not to fear, man. We're to fear the Lord. That's why we repent, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, right? I got about 6 more minutes. If anybody wants to call in and comment on this, now's the time to do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something here, too, just personal interaction today concerning some of the posts, because I'm seeing people post pictures of Donald Trump with scripture and lions behind him as if he's a godsend. He is a godsend to judgment. And what I did is I posted this. Trump retweets video praising him as the most pro-gay president in history. Now, I want to reiterate this point because it's important for people to understand that you got to get busy here. Okay? So you see that Trump retweets video praising himself as most pro-gay president in history. This is him wrapping himself around the homosexual flag. And I played a video last week of one of his appointees who said Donald Trump has done more for the gay agenda, as he called it, in the last 3 years than any other president. Okay, so I posted this, and after I posted this, it is absolute. Here, look, I want you to see it. I'll tell you what it says. One lady says Trump never flew the pride flag on the White House, as if to justify it. He never interviewed men parading as women, and he never targeted children for mutilation and grooming. Nobody sure teed it up, and by the way, yes, he did. And yes, he did to the first two things that she made out as to suggest that he's not responsible for it. He did tee it up for children to be targeted for mutilation and grooming, no question about it. And then this person goes on and says, Biden has done all that. Oh, wait a second. I responded with, blind as a bat, you are, and willfully. She has eyes, but she doesn't see. She has ears, but she doesn't hear. It shows you what her heart is attached to, and it's idolatry. Acts 12:22. This is the voice of a God, not a man, right? And I said to her, you deserve exactly what you're going to get. I said, you deserve exactly what you're going to get, and you are getting it. Oh, and then one person comes behind this willfully blind individual and says, are you judging? Yep, I am. I'm judging according to God's word, and God condemns it, and it's my job, and furthermore, it's your job to reprove darkness because you're supposed to be the light, say you, not me. In fact, you're judging when, in fact, I'm only making reference to the judge's word. Twist not Scripture the way Satan twisteth Scripture, and that unto your own demise. Isn't it interesting how all these professed Christians, they always know, are you judging? You're not to judge me. No. You take it out of context. The Lord said right after that, cast not your pearls before swine. Put it into context. And until I take the mote out of my eye through repentance, I am not equipped to go out and show others to reprove, to correct, or to instruct, 2 Timothy 3:16. But this is what happened when you... It's the biblical illiterates that crucified Christ. Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King Jesus. It's happening all over again, Americans. And by the grace of God, to everyone that opposes or stands against his word... By the grace of God, I'm not moving. Because I'm right. Not in my righteousness. I'm not seeking my righteousness. I'm seeking his by making reference to his word. To his word that condemns the very things that you're advocating for. Shame on you. There is no difference between Biden and Donald Trump. I want to tell everybody again, 1,162 presidential contenders, and you are given Donald Trump and Joe Biden, both illegitimate. You better start getting outside of this establishment that you're sick and tired of, Americans, because it's coming around again, and all eyes right now by the mainstream media on Donald Trump, acting as if he's the victim, when in fact that's not an indictment against him, but you. But you. Are you under attack by the sodomites this month? Yep. Who teed that up for him? Donald Trump did. Were you under attack over the last 3 years under the pandemic by all the pharmaceutical companies and corrupt governors throughout the states? Yep. Who empowered that? Who opened the curtains to that? Donald Trump did. You better get your eyes open and you better get your ears open for your own sake and for your posterity's own sake. I do want to say this, friends, last minute. We have a protest on June 17th. That's this Saturday. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. I don't care where you're at. We've been to your back door 50 times and your front door 50 times. Now it's your turn to come support this protest. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're going to be protesting Target in Buffalo, Minnesota. Protesting Target in Buffalo, Minnesota. Do join us. I will talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.